Hello and welcome to Ask Backwards, the podcast where we talk about all the nostalgic shit.
I'm Trent. That's Ed. We do drugs. No, we don't. Don't ask your mom about me. This is Ask Backwards.
Man, really just put me on the spot with that one. Damn. I plead the fifth, I guess.
Well, good thing we're not in court, or else you would already be in jail. But anyway...
I mean, if we were in court, then me holding a beer would definitely be a bad look for my case.
Sir, you're not supposed to be drinking in front of the judge. I'm gonna need you to calm that shit down.
What are you, my parole officer? Says the same shit all the time. Fuck.
This nigga ain't never been in trouble with the law. Don't listen to him. He is a fool, okay? He gets pulled over, they'd be like, oh... Have a good
you're
day,
white.
Sir. You know exactly where I was going with that shit. This nigga get pulled over, and they'd be like, oh, that's a nice car, even though it's a fucking beater. And be like, hey.
They pull over, they realize that my skin tone is lighter than theirs, and therefore I'm officially their boss. At least that's how they were trained.
This nigga gets pulled over, and they start calling him sir, and they start asking him, how his day's been, how his life's going.
I've been called sir by the police before.
I get pulled over, okay, and they don't know what to call me anyway because I'm trans, so they're fucked. And then they sit there and they contemplate my gender while trying to figure out if they're going to read me my rights or not, and that's just how it goes. But this is Ask Backwards, so we're not talking about the police right now. ACAP all day. We're talking about 90s commercials and other commercials that make you want to fucking blow your brains out because they were covering everything. Consume, consume, motherfucker, consume.
Yeah, it's nostalgic commercial. Who doesn't have just a list of commercials that, like, maybe you can't think of them right now, but you know that there are those ones that if you, like, heard the jingle from them or, like, got just the right quote, it would just snap you right back to eating cereal in front of the TV in the living room with your dad sitting on the couch fucking having a cigarette before work. Like that classic early morning experience, you know?
Listen, if you weren't privileged enough to, like, cry and get McDonald's because your parents were, like, that, like, easygoing, you sat there and daydream about getting moon boots and boppets like the rest of us.
Oh, motherfucker. Coming out strong with the moon boots.
Moon boots. Moon. Yeah, that shit was a fucking travesty, okay? I didn't have them, but the kids that my babysat had them, so I used them one day and I fucked up my kneecaps on that. That shit was not safe.
Were they really like... Because I remember, like, people I knew had them. But anyone I knew that had them, it was always like one of them was ripped or something, so you just couldn't really use them because, you know, you can't use one moon boot.
Yeah, they were like the equivalent of like the fucking,
like
scooters or whatever they use now.
The Razor scooters?
Yeah, they fuck up your ankles, okay, no matter what you were fucking doing.
Yeah, I mean, like, that could be a finishing move in a video game, just... Razor scooter to the ankles.
Yeah, Shawn Michaels should have been fucking razor scootering these motherfuckers to the ankles that says Sweet Chin Music them to,
like,
the face.
Imagine how different the WWE would have been if instead of using, like, chairs to hit people, they just whip out the fucking razor scooter, start spinning it at high speed.
Let me just say one thing. The commercials for, like, shit, like... Soccer boppers? Y'all remember that shit?
Oh my god, soccer boppers. Those were, they were just like inflatable gloves that you bopped people with.
Anybody who had a conscience just got the Hulk fucking gloves like a normal kid instead of getting these obnoxious ass over the top purple and yellow fucking gloves you put over your hands to punch people with.
Yeah, but it hurts a lot more to get punched with the Hulk gloves because they're like, they're
exactly.
Foam, but they're solid.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, you were trying not to hurt people? Like, I don't get it. That was kind of the point.
You know, okay, yeah, I can respect that. Like, what kid, if you had a Captain America shield growing up, you definitely threw it at people, so... I get it.
Right, and if you had the Hulk gloves, you definitely fucking had one glove for you, one glove for your cousin, and thankfully one of you were left-handed and everybody got to fight.
You know what I always wanted growing up but never got? And I used to, this was like on my Christmas list for years as something I wanted. Any version of the Spider-Man web blasters.
Oh yeah, facts.
Like the silly string ones, the ones that are just like a rope, the water ones. I don't care. I just wanted to feel like Spider-Man.
No, that was felt. That's probably why I want to be Spider-Man as an adult today, because those web blasters and all that, they look so cool. I don't care if they only work for the first three times and then they're broken forever. I want to try it.
Like, we need to get some Spider-Man web blasters.
We need to get
we
a
are
web thing.
Adults. We have money now.
We have money? I'm sorry, I thought I was living in inflation.
But Spider-Man web blasters, like, what's more important? Eating this month or Spider-Man web blaster?
I'm fat, so I'm gonna say eating, bro. I don't know about you, but I can't survive off
Taco Bell. Yeah, you clearly don't know about me. I'm choosing the web blaster.
Yeah, I was about to say, my nigga, I can't say no to making homemade chicken and nochi. I'm sorry, bro.
Okay, one that I did, I was kind of excited to mention. Shrinky Dinks.
What the fuck was Shrinky Dinks?
You've never seen Shrinky Dinks?
I probably did, but blacked it out like the rest of my childhood.
Okay, so it's like a sheet of plastic that you, like, draw pictures on or what have you, and they got special markers for it, and you cut them out, and you put them in the oven for a while. And while they're in the oven, they shrink, and it makes first of all, it makes the ink, like, ingrain into it, and it also, like, solidifies it, so when it comes out, it's like a colored, hard plastic, like, charm kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, basically, it was just a bunch of kids being tempted to play with fire. Because you know how many kids had never used the oven before and ended up screwing it up or forgetting their Shrinky Dinks in it, mm-hmm. and it causes fucking problems?
Yeah.
Like, anything, like how kids kept burning themselves on Easy Bake Ovens and stuff like that.
Yeah, that still happens to this day.
Yeah, like, you don't give children the ability to fuck with something like that. And this one wasn't even, like, Easy Bake Oven. This was straight up, go use the oven in the kitchen to shrink these things. And it was marketed to kids as, like, a fun toy, but it was really more like an adult, like, crafts project. Well, I wouldn't say adult, but at the very least, like, teenager should have been the limit on trusting someone to have the time management skills necessary to operate an oven. And just responsibility-wise. You know how many kids fucking cranked that shit up to 500 degrees because they didn't read the box?
No, I believe you.
Yeah.
I will say, though, when it comes to, like, commercials and shit, cereal commercials went hard, bro. They really were trying to get you to eat sugar and fucking milk in the fucking morning. And now, can we just talk about how weird it was that we had a commercial that didn't advertise any brand of milk, but just milk in general?
I don't remember the milk commercial.
How can you not? It literally would just be, like, a random, like, motherfucking kid chucking a gallon of milk and, like, pouring it all over his face or some shit, and then he'll make eye contact with the camera, and then it'll just go to a black screen with white words that says, "Got milk."
Oh, the Got Milk campaign.
It didn't have a brand, you know, it's not like it was like, hey, try Dairy Farm's milk, or hey, try the Walmart brand milk. No, it was just, hey, milk, put it in your fucking
mouth. A government bailout for the dairy industry around that time, and that's why they started making those. Because those were more like PSAs than commercials.
Yeah, it was built like a PSA. It really was. That explains so much. You know what? Everything makes sense now. And that's why we don't see it like we used to.
Yeah, because the government's had to bail out the dairy industry a lot. It's why we have the cheese caves.
Well, think about it. Think about how much trouble the egg industry went with their recalls and just dairy in general, which nothing's clean. We're over here eating fucking tiny ass bugs every fucking day, disguised as nerds, and everybody wants to act like that the government cares about you.
Disguised? I just buy my bugs, like, straight. You've never had chocolate covered ants?
I mean, anything, yeah, I mean, I have, but, like, anything under, like, certain red dye format is actually
the red 40?
Yeah.
You know, fun fact, like, Europeans make fun of us for, like, red 40. They're like, oh, it's in all your food. They have the exact same thing. they just call it something different. I think it's like Aura Red or something like that, but like they have Red 40, the exact same chemical compound. It's just under a different name.
You gotta love that shit, man. But no matter where you're gonna go, there's always gonna be some type of government trying to silence you or fucking poison you. That's just the reality of the situation. But back on commercial.
Yeah.
I will say for a fact, though, Applejack's had one of my favorite commercials.
Applejack's?
Yeah, that nigga obviously smoked weed. I mean, come on.
Cinnamon?
With Cinnamon, man. Come on, man.
Do you know they changed Cinnamon, like, recently?
Yeah.
This is, like, only a few, like a month or two ago that I remember seeing it. They took away his, like, what's that called? The headpiece he had? The Jamaican, like, headwear?
I love how he's looking at his black friend like he should know this by heart. No, I don't know, nigga.
But I'm asking my friend that actually knows about clothing and fashion and shit.
I don't know shit about clothing and fashion.
You know more than me. I ordered a lace-up shirt that like you would find at a Renaissance fair. I'm wearing that shit to the bar.
He's talking to the nigga who's been wearing the same band tees for the last 10 years. Talk about I know clothing and fashion. Nigga, do I look like I even touch Gucci?
Fuck, I don't know.
No.
More than me.
No.
Fucking no. Jeans and a pair of fucked up boots with a hole in the top. Fuck, I need new boots.
I was about to say, the closest I ever been to Gucci is fucking someone who
I'm rocking hobo
Gucci.
Style here, man.
Same, my nigga, same.
Bro, what fucking hobo chic. Gonna go get me some beans.
I was about to say, you can't say shit to a nigga wearing Osiris's, okay?
I don't even know what a fucking Osiris is. These are military boots that I got from a friend.
Listen, the plot of the story is me and Ed are both poor, and we just don't want to acknowledge.
I'm starting to understand the problem with the whole Spider-Man web blanket theory.
You feel me? And that's just why I choose the chicken and no cheese. This nigga's over here like, Spider-Man web blanket. Like, nigga, I'm not even dressing up for Halloween this year. I'm that broke.
Shit, I might be dressing up for Halloween just in something cheap so I could get free candy.
I wear my old ass fucking gas chamber ass mask and call it a day.
I'm short enough. I can pull this off. I'm sure I can.
I pull up the plague doctor.
Here's
mask.
The thing. Now that's like joking. I'm probably not gonna go trick or treating. I don't want to give any guarantees here. But,
all he has to do is shave his face. He looks just like a child if he does.
Well, that's exactly the thing. I want to keep the beard for when St. Paddy's Day comes around. Now that's a few months away, so I'd have plenty of time to grow back. But.
I was about to say, this nigga grows beard like I grow armpit hair.
But like, slap on the beard, you get the fucking green top hat and suit, what have you. Tell me, you see a dude dressed as a leprechaun in the bar on St. Paddy's Day, you don't want to get him like a shot.
I'm gonna kidnap this nigga for a rainbow, he gonna show me what that pot of gold is.
I will literally walk into that bitch and just be like, who wants to get the leprechaun drunk? I bet you I'm getting some free drinks.
This nigga gonna wake up in the back of my car wondering what's going on, and it's all because he dressed up as a leprechaun, and I'm broke, nigga. I need to go.
Like, you're gonna see me, your friend that you've known for how long now?
And 4 years, just be like, 5 years, 4 years.
In a green suit and just be like, I knew it, motherfucker. You think I was doing that podcast for fun? No, I was just trying to get to your fucking gold.
I'm about to have Tech N9ne in the trunk playing.
You came to my house. You know I ain't got gold.
I don't matter. I'm bashing in the drywall. I've seen the movies. I'm going to look. This house is old enough. I'm sure something's in the walls.
So, I'm going to say something to get us back on commercials. And it's going to, like, bring up memories.
Oh, God.
Ch-ch-ch-chia.
Oh, yes. I bought my mom a chia pet back when I thought they were cute. Entertaining.
Which one did you get?
Nigga, I don't remember. The one that fucking looked like a baby head, I think.
Have you seen the ones that are based on, like, real people or even, like, fictional people and you, like, make it their hair?
My Nana actually found ones that are, like, made by, like, a black-owned company where they make African-American women chia pets. And it's actually pretty fucking dope. She gave it to everybody for Halloween.
Can anyone make chia? I thought chia pets was, like, a company-specific thing.
The idea of the chia pet was a company-specific thing, but I think when it came to, like, the patent, when it doing something like, I think it was just so unique and diverse that it was like, had nothing to do with Chewy.
Yeah, it's kind of like trying to copyright vases. It's like, there are a lot of designs you can go with, like, it's too diverse of an idea to pin down and say, like, anything that covers putting seeds on top of a shaped vase kind of thing.
Yeah, literally.
Is gonna, yeah.
They can't Nintendo this shit, okay? That's the point. Nintendo will take over everything. You mention them, dude, they already sued you. They sued me last night. I'm joking, but this is just how they be.
Oh, yeah, you go for your evening shit, see that you're getting sued. Go to bed, see you're getting sued again.
Nigga. If my shit ever involves getting sued, bro, I'm dying on that shit like Elvis.
Have heaps of God, I forgot the guy's name. What is that? Hayao Miyazaki? Or am I thinking, is that the Dark Souls guy?
Don't know. It's too late. We're back on commercials. Yeah, anyway.
Okay.
So, Bop It. I used to love those shits. I never had one, but I used to always steal whoever had one and play it in the corner for like 20 minutes until I got annoyed at it yelling at me and I'm not going fast enough, because it's pretty much modern day Simon Says. It's Simon Says.
It's just Simon Says, but like more interactive, because instead of colors, it's actions. Like,
facts.
But like, that's not even like, it literally is just the same game.
Every motherfucker who had that toy now, it has advanced in life. You can't tell me that your brain and your hands didn't articulate some poetry after that shit.
I think it's more the fact that if your parents had the fucking income to be buying you a fucking
Bop It,
then you're probably... Because that was such a nothing toy for what it was, that if you owned a Bop It, your parents were able to just buy a toy because you saw it on TV. That's not a thing. For some of us.
I will say that when it comes to, like, old commercials that really did advertise to kids in a great way, Baby Bottle Pops, you blew it out the water, dude. That song, still catchy. I will sing that in the restaurant and the car during sex. I don't give a fuck. I'll sing, Baby Bottle Pop, Baby Bottle Pop. Dude, I still have flashbacks of those kids wearing sunglasses, acting like they're in a whole garage band, playing that fucking song. It wasn't even that great of a candy, it was just a good song.
Finding that level of success with a candy that makes it look like you're sucking on a baby bottle, definitely their marketing had to be peak, you know?
I'm just gonna assume Little Dicky was a part of that advertisement crew and move on. Like, for real. another good one was, like, first of all, Coca-Cola was always out the water. Drink. Pop commercials in general, I mean, from So Believe to, like, Surge to fucking, Sprite and, like, you know, Pepsi, you know, shit like that. They always had some sort of, like, seduction to it.
I always loved when I'd see Pepsi and Coca-Cola beefing, like, when an ad made it very clear that they were, like, copping shit with the other one.
What really killed me, and, you know, when you start, like, maybe, like, 5th, 6th grade, they start teaching you about the different methods of advertisement. What really killed me as well was when they put celebrities into advertisements. And as a kid, you know, you're over here like, oh, it's Eminem. He's talking shit about this fucking pop. Let me fucking drink it. And then, you know, you realize later in life that all of this is just a money grab. But it's really interesting how that mindset, they really do pick on the younger audience so that they can get, you know, their parents and shit to buy these things, and then the cycle continues.
Not to rehash the PSAs, but definitely immediately had, this is crack from fucking Pee Wee Herman come to my mind.
No, because I always go back to Michael Jordan. Stop it. Get help.
Stop it. Get some help. It's fucking... Dude.
Oh, goddamn.
Do you, a lot of ads, like, some of them would just be that shit that you see, like, late night or just random, like, infomercial-ass ads. Do you remember Lots and Lots of Trains?
Facts.
Lots and Lots of Trains! And the entire ad was, like, so high energy, and I'm still not entirely sure if it was, like, for books or for, like, model trains or what. I just remember seeing the ad and having it always just be in my face with, We have trains. You want trains? We got these trains. We got those trains. We got trains.
I will say though that I, over the years, I realized that they do always go to the same scheme for when they're advertising to boys and girls. Like, think about Beyblades for a second, and like, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh and shit like that. How they always have it looking like dark lighting, blue colors. You always get these motherfuckers that is just a whole group of, like, random fucking teenage boys playing with these toys. Think about, like,
Oh, actually, perfect example.
The you're difference. Gonna interrupt me, my guy?
Oh.
And then you also got, like, the trip decks. You remember those?
Not really, no.
The little tiny skateboards. Tech decks, yeah. You have these niggas, they pretty much have the whole advertisement scheme the same for boys. And then girls, you always get this pink Barbie-ass, cupcake-ass vibe. And I love how we're slowly watching all that disappear.
Yeah, yeah. But what I was saying, like, the perfect example is the Easy Bake Oven versus, like, the boys, like, bug creator, like, edible candy thing that was basically just an Easy Bake Oven for guys.
Yeah, facts.
Because if you look at the ads between the two, it is exactly what you're talking about, because it's basically the same fucking product, but for different genders. And so you immediately see the extreme difference between, you can bake cupcakes, and look at these radical, disgusting bugs. Fucking shit.
Yeah, fucking Hot Wheels and fucking bullshit.
I don't know why ads were gross for a while. Like,
oh yeah, they really did try to gross out, and that was, the gross out humor was, like, overdoing it. That, like, especially with, like, gum commercials. Remember that shit?
Gum commercials?
You know, try to, dirty mouth. Clean it. And it's like some fucking bullshit where this nigga's going through like a mud tunnel and he's like eating shit and shit, but he's got fresh gum in his mouth, so he's okay.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I was thinking more along the lines of like boys' toys for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Just
all really gross things. It was all slime. It was bugs.
Yeah, the live critter shit. Like, yeah, I remember that.
It was around the same era when, like, Cartoon Network had, like, the monster show on with that dude who was made of butts. Mm-hmm. You know, that shit.
Yeah.
Where they thought all, like, boys were just really into, yeah, farts and goo. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why that was ever a stereotype. I've never known, like, when I was growing up, I never knew the other boys to be like, oh, it's really gross, and that's cool. No, like, they were all like, yeah, I mean, cool things are cool, like, tech decks are cool. This is kind of weird. I mean, we're fine with it, but it's weird.
I don't know, I kind of see the balance in it, because I did grow up with cousins that like to, like, run up and burp in your fucking ear, and, like, do gross-out shit, like, fart in their hand and put it in your mouth or some shit. So, like, it is a boys thing, like, for real. I mean, there was... Should I even tell the story? Should I tell the story?
Go on.
So, me and a couple of my, friends back in the day, we, used to, hang out, because our moms were friends. So, I spent a night over their house, and we all farted in one of their mouths while they were sleeping. And they threw up, waking up, and they were, like, crying and shit, so the parent came in, and, like, bro, I don't remember. People had to tell me the story, that's how many drugs I've done. I don't remember this, but I'm guessing I was, like, 6 or 7, because that's, like,
around the time. I wouldn't say the drugs are 6 or 7, that's around the age where you're going to be missing a lot of that shit.
But, we all farted in this nigga's mouth, and he woke up throwing up, and so the parent, like, came in, and she's like, what's going on? And he's like, I don't know, I just taste shit.
I was just the 7-year-old just, Mom, it tastes like shit in here, I don't know why.
And we're just all dying, and I don't know if we ever got caught. That's all I know of the story, but I know it happened, because...
What do you mean? Just wakes up, throwing up, like, it tastes like shit, Mom!
I was never a good kid. I wasn't trying to be, okay?
It's not like the parents' first reaction is going to be like, oh, these boys be farting in each other's mouths. Like, I see how you got away with it. Like,
it's not like it wasn't all boys either, because it was two girls, two boys, and then my transgender ass, so like...
So, were the girls also farting in his mouth?
Yeah, that's kind of like...
This is just more reason like, the gender differences in ads. They gross out things for girls. Clearly, they're cool with it, too. They'd be farting in mouths and shit.
Real one, they would never have to worry about this gross out humorous shit if they would go to the boys' bathroom and the girls' bathroom, because I promise you, the girls' bathroom be just as nasty.
But the girls' bathroom is, by and large, this is coming from someone who's worked as a janitor, and you have too. By and large, the girls' bathroom is typically worse.
Oh yeah, it's disgusting. I love women.
Where I've had to clean bathrooms.
I don't know what happens there. Like, I'm not suggesting all women. Like, I know there's always a few, and same with males, you know, there's a few in the works that just makes it shit on the walls. But it's just like, damn, that's crazy, girl, y'all did that. Y'all.
It just seems like...
On mine, that's wild.
It just seems like, women's bathrooms, they have the shit on the walls mentality more often. And I don't know why. I don't know. It's honestly one of the... Because I grew up with, like, old shows telling me, like, oh, the women's bathroom is, like... But, like, there's perfume in the air, and it's perfectly clean, and the men's bathroom is a fucking cesspit. Because, again, there was this weird idea that, like, guys are gross. And then once I, like, actually went into a women's bathroom for the first time, it was, like, this moment of, like, my worldview collapsed in front of me.
You're not allowed to shit on the walls at anywhere I work unless you have, like, Crohn's disease or some type of colon cancer or something that just really fucks you up and makes you, like, have splattered shits like that Daddy Daycare movie where Eddie Murphy was looking at the ceiling.
You know, it's kind of in reverse now, actually, because I've stopped seeing the boys' gross-out toys, but I see ads sometimes for, like, girls' toys that'll be, like... A lot of them have to do with pooping for some reason now.
They always want a girl to take... That's what always killed me. Fucking baby dolls. The whole concept of baby dolls. Getting your kid a fake child to take care of. What?
Perfect example. I've seen so many models of, like, baby doll where it's like, it actually shits! And it's like, why would you want that? Why is that a feature? Change its diaper! It's full of piss! Why?
And then they go an extra mile by doing fake pets. So now you have a fake dog, a robot dog that just walks and shits and barks at you, and you gotta feed him, or your parents will yell at you because they can hear it through the walls.
Oh yeah, and those things never shut up even when you feed them. Like,
just give me a Tamagotchi or whatever that little fucking. You guys remember? I can't pronounce shit correctly today.
No, but... you mean like the little egg thing that like on a keychain?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a Tamagotchi. You got it right.
Give me a Tamagotchi. Just call it a fucking day.
Yeah, do you remember, like, there was that website for, like, Tamagotchi World or something?
Fuck yeah, I do. Yeah, right next to Club Penguin and all that other ghetto
Neopets.
Shit.
Oh, all of our Neopets are dead. That's just a fact.
So is the Beanie Babies. I'm just glad that I was, like, you know, didn't wake up from consciousness when motherfuckers were really shooting each other over some Beanie Babies, bro.
There's an ad that's actually really ingrained into my memory that I wanted to bring up to you. Like, I really wanted to mention this one. You remember the Fruit by the Foot, I replaced your so-and-so with Fruit by the Foot ad?
Yes, yeah. I do.
I love that ad for just how weird it is. I replaced your bones with Fruit by the Foot.
I remember that.
So
I remember
you have.
That. And then it's just, like, flapping in the wind with his fucking SpongeBob fucking spaghetti arms, yeah.
Just like, I replaced... But yeah, the Fruit by the Foot, I'm pretty sure that it just had the weirdest escalation, if I'm remembering right, where it was like, I replace your guitar strings with Fruit by the Foot. And then this dude just claps back with, I replaced your DNA with Fruit by the Foot. And the dude was just a pile of Fruit by the Foot after that.
Same like with the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, where it's always some fucking Cinnamon Toast being a fucking cannibal to another. Yeah. And that makes you want to eat their fucking sugar-ass cereal.
To be fair, everyone always calls out Cinnamon Toast Crunch like, oh, the characters are cannibals. But how many M&M's commercials are the M&M's eating M&M's in? Because it's frequent. It's weirdly frequent.
You right.
Cannibalism's just, you know, part of being delicious, I assume.
I will say, though, the old commercials that really get to me is, like, the old, like, 90s info commercials that were to kids. Like, buy it now, $59.99. And it's just some motherfucker playing with a silly string. Like, you know, it, like, shit like that. I think the one of the most fried ones was, like, the bendy string. You remember that? Where you can, like, use it to make real art or something. And it was just colorful string that you can tie together. And it was, like, made from, like, wax or some shit.
Are you talking about Benderoos?
Yeah, Benderoos, dude.
Oh,
why?
Shit. I have that in my notes.
Why was that a thing? It was so... Y'all really had kids playing with wax?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was a cool idea for, like, oh, you could decorate things with it, because you could, like, stick it on, like, picture frames and things. But at the same time, tell me how many parents came home to find, like, just that shit stuck to the walls with no rhyme or reason. And the kids are just like, I was playing with the toy. I said it could stick to things. I stuck it to things. Like, that's a lot like Shrinky Dinks, where it's like, this is a cool idea for a simple way to decorate and, like, do interesting things. Maybe leave it to, like, young adults at minimum. You know?
I will say that they always had the most fried names. Like, when it came to this, like, Shrink-a-Dinks and fucking Benderoos and all that.
I always think of Dunkaroos.
I know, it made me think of the Dunkaroos, and which those exist. I think one of the main commercials that really killed me, though, is remember when they always had these stupid-ass sweepstakes that they have tried to get kids to go into, like, with Disney and shit?
Yeah.
Like, nobody won to get in, like, the, like, Kids' Choice Awards and shit.
Yeah, like, if there was, like, an update ad, like, later where they're like, and our winner was this person, and say, ah, blah, blah, but they never did. It's just, like, you would just hear about a thing and then never hear about it again. I honestly don't think people were actually winning those 90% of the time.
Facts. I will say the one of the board games that I did remember that they advertised to everybody was Mousetrap. I used to, like, play that just to set up the fucking... I think I said that before. I set up the traps, and I,
like,
played the
Ruth
board
Goldberg.
Game. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Because Ruth Goldberg machines are awesome. So, obviously, if you could just buy one, you're gonna have fun with it as it is. People set up Ruth Goldberg machines just for fun all the time. You're not weird for that. That's 100%. Like, I think most people who had Mousetrap did that.
Yeah, honestly.
You want me to snap you back to a memory from childhood?
Yeah.
Animal crackers in my soup.
Shirley Temple lived forever at 3 a.m. talking to me because I didn't have cable.
Yeah, for the Shirley Temple Little Darling DVD collection with three discs with 18 of her greatest hits.
It was that and, like, the old, like, 90s, like, 80s to 50s, like, jazz player music or some shit where you'd be advertising that and, like, Kid Spot, bro.
Both in black and white and colorized.
Can we just talk about how stupid Kids Bop was?
Oh, yeah, I'm more than willing to talk about how stupid fucking Kids Bop was and is. It's still around.
I know. I remember when Kids Bop 2 came out and they, like, literally did interviews with these fucking parents at, like, some, like, Jungle Gym-ass fucking McDonald's playground. Like, I love Kids Bop. My kids love it. And that was the advertisement for Kids Bop 2. And now we're on, like, what, 30 fucking 5?
Isn't Kids Bop just child-friendly plagiarism? Isn't yes. that all it is?
Yes. It's parodies. It's kid-friendly parodies. But even the most, like... It's like, why advertise it when you know these kids are gonna want to listen to the real song? It's just all fucked.
It's always something stupid, too. Like, I brush my teeth, and then I go to bed, because I don't disappoint my mom kind of shit.
Yeah, literally. I will say, though, a lot of these commercials did have some really good jingles. I will name a couple, like, really good ones. I'm not going to, like, try to do the jingles, but you can always look it up. Mentos, they had a really good jingle back in the day. I don't know if you remember that one.
I don't really remember. No, like, I'm sure I will if you, like, Like, what was it?
I don't completely.
You don't really remember anything?
Yeah, I was just mentioning them.
Okay.
I know TGI Fridays, that was always a good one. Everybody wanted to go there. Thank goodness it's Friday, you know, that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
Bagel Bites, they had a good commercial. I think, like, one of the main ones was, like, Chili's. Chili's had a really good commercial.
I gotta say, with Bagel Bites, it is ingrained in my mind where it's like, when pizza's on a bagel, you can have it anytime, kinda.
Facts.
Yeah.
That and pizza rolls, they were really out of the park with that shit. But I will say, a lot of the commercials that, like, I memorized when it came to jingles were always not, like, for the kids. So it's like, you know, 1-7-3-5-8-8-2-3-0-5. And it's just, like, Stanley Steamers, carpet cleaner, some shit.
That was Empire.
Yeah, they all fucking circle together in my head eventually, okay? But yeah. I mean...
It's your money. Wait, it's my money, and I need it.
J.G. Wetworth.
J.G.
Wetworth. 877 cash now.
Yeah, 877 cash now.
They save thousands, they'll save you too. Something like that shit.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. Oh, God.
I think my favorite ones were, like, the college ones, because it was either, like, hey, go grab your laptop and get your education. Or, hey, it's this random black dude in the parking lot yelling at you for sitting on the couch watching TV.
I'm kind of thrown off by that statement. I don't remember that.
You're sitting on your couch watching TV, and your life's passing you by. You don't remember that shit? And this nigga, it's funny because you find out the backstory of the commercial. He was outside his own apartment complex making that commercial, and it's so fucking fried. And he's telling me that I need to get my shit together.
that gives, like, because I know people like that, that'll be like, oh, like, you gotta figure out your life, get your shit. Meanwhile, they're going on some fucking side quest at 2 a.m. while drunk, and I'm like, you don't have the right to speak right now, good sir.
Literally. Another one was, that I kept memorizing was the ITT, Technical Institute Education for the Future. It didn't have a jingle, but it was just the fact that it just sounded like a plot to, like, a scam, and that they later closed down, that always entertained me. Anybody who I knew who went to ITT Tech was a fool. Not, like, they were, like, a fool as in going to school, as is, they were a fool, as in, they were better off going to Job Corp. They were one of those people. For example, my father. I remember when he was like, yeah, I'm going to ITT Tech. He's like, dude, you can't even pay child support. You're not going to no fucking school.
damn. Just destroy him real quick. All right, yeah.
Another ones that were, like, really good, I think it was, like, Blue Ribbon or some shit. It's, like, a commercial for you going to, like, culinary school in, like, Pennsylvania. But terrible. Everybody who ever told me that they went to that school ended up with, like, $30,000 in debt and ended up working at, like, Starbucks. Like,
oh, God.
I think one of my favorites, though, is the, Education Connection, because that woman went ham. I went on the internet, typed in Education Connection.
I keep getting, something for, yeah, it's like a Universal Technical Institute. I keep getting that one, and every time I listen to it, I hear the ad. It's stuck in my brain forever because they did not plan for the abbreviation. So they're like, "Come to UTI today," and I'm just like, "Oh, that's not a good. That is not a good acronym."
No, it's fucking not. But I'm gonna break this one down just for you guys. I'm looking for an hourly wage. I went to high school. Didn't do great. Still gotta make more cash. More education's what I'm looking at. When I get a degree, I will make a bigger salary. So now I've got to see which college is right for me. I went on the internet and found Education Connection. I took some free tests to find out my direction. I'm taking my classes online, getting my degree on my own time. Education Connection matched me with the right college for free. And then it's this bitch breaking it down. Get connected for free, free with Education Connections. And it's just this waitress bitch. I know I butchered that song and my voice is terrible. That's what happens when you recover from bronchitis. But y'all had to deal with that shit because you want this shit. Listen,
you're gonna hit that shit.
I couldn't sing ever. I was in choir and you wouldn't know. Terrible. This is what happens when you smoke for 15 years.
Every verse you just dropped reminded me there was another fucking verse to that. like you know that moment of realization when you hear a song that you haven't heard in forever and you're like, oh yeah, this song exists. Every verse of that had me like, oh right, it kept going. Oh yeah, it kept going from there too. Like, that shouldn't have gone on as long as it did.
No, you're right. It did. And she went in and... You know, none of us went to Education Connection, but we thought about it.
I mean, I didn't, but no, I remember the ads, but at no point did I ever think, I might do that. No. The question for you, for like, because they had, like, the infomercial, kind of like, a lot of products that were just as seen on TV products, like, the ones that they weren't really toys, they weren't really this or that. A couple questions. Have you ever used Zoo Pals or Pillow Pets?
I knew people who had Pillow Pets.
Like, I'm pretty sure they still make Pillow Pets. Do they still make Zoo Pals?
Probably not.
Those fucking plates that were literally just normal sectioned plates like you'd get at school, but with, like, animals on them.
Yeah, I never understood that shit either. But another good one was you remember the free creditreport.com?
Yeah. Yes.
F to the R to the E to the E to the C to the R to the E D I T. Free to the port to the dot to the com. Come on, everybody, grab your bike and sing along. I'm sorry, that song went hard.
Did it?
It did. It went as hard as Queen. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike.
We're not even making money off this shit.
You know what? Queen deserved all the love that Queen gets. Okay, Freddie Mercury is a god.
Oh my god.
Listen, this is a commercial fucking episode. We were already gonna sing, dance, hoopla. You lucky I didn't bring out fucking Lent Liquor fucking chick yet. You know what I'm talking about.
I'm feeling bad because, like, I kind of wish that I went and memorized more old jingles for it now, because you're bringing a lot to the table on this one.
For the record, I didn't memorize shit, okay? We originally had a guest that we were going to do this episode with, but they can't make it, and they also constantly sing these songs to me on a regular basis, so this one's for you.
Oh, great. I just... Because my brain is swimming with, like, I remember so many jingles, but I don't remember the words to any of them.
It's okay. Whether it's a rap song or a country song or whatever fucking jingle, at the end of the day, they all just try to get us to consume, and we either did or didn't. But, I think when it comes to all these jingles and songs, the only one that really, like, planted themselves in my mind were the ones that were advertised towards kids. I didn't really give a fuck about any of that Beyblade shit or, free credit reports when I was a kid. I thought the songs were cool, but, like, when it was commercials, I was paying attention to, like, y'all doing a commercial on the Haunted Mansion when that movie came out or something. You know, like, the promotions when it came to movies to toys, though, those always got me. It will never stop ending, but I think it's pretty entertaining when you always see them with your fast food, and it's just another money grab. Everything from, like, when Pokemon had little things with, McDonald's to, like...
I really miss McDonald's having, like, better collabs, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they used to be releasing, like, the next hot toy of the summer in each Happy Meal. Now it's, like, a piece of cardboard that you put on, like, a plastic peg or something. More like collector's items, the kind of shit you would keep on a shelf than something you would actively play with ever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And... honestly, like, that's just kind of the case, like, for the landscape of fast food. Like, everything's gotten cheaper. which is bad to say when you're talking about fast food of all things. Do you remember, like, forever ago, I remember these promotions, they were for, like, a McDonald's fry thing where they had, like, the nacho fries or whatever it was, where it came with, like the shaking bag ones. Like, you remember those?
Yeah.
They had these ads where they were showing, like, everyone was having a great time because they were shaking up their bag with the fries in it. I swear it had a song to it, but I can't remember it. But I remember those fries, and I remember them being fucking incredible. And now, they don't have them anymore. And now they're just kind of like that distant memory of a taste long forgotten.
Well, an experience. Can we just talk about the fact that everything did taste better 20 years ago?
I don't know if it tasted better or if my taste has, like, changed as I've grown up. But at the same time, I want to say, yeah, it really did taste fucking better.
It did. And I also wanted to bring up the fact that we also grew up during that time period where we were still able to get toys in our cereal boxes, which is very fucking slept on and should have never stopped happening. But yeah, there's something about just randomly getting, like, a fucking action figure or whatever mixed with your fucking cereal that just made it nice.
Sometimes it would be something way more complicated for no good reason, like a counting clicker device thing or something like that. And it's like, yeah, this isn't really a toy as much as it is a device. But as a kid, that was like the hottest shit ever when you got something like complicated, you know?
And then they might be really fancy. I don't know if I've just like fucking fantasized this or whatever, but I think they used to like let you get like little games, like a whole ass like computer game in your fucking cereal box. Ones? Yeah.
Yeah, those were real.
I never know what's the Mandela effect and what's not, okay? So, like, yeah, why? Why stop that?
Granted, calling a tiger game a whole-ass video game is maybe a stretch. They had, like, 3 frames, typically, and, like...
I don't think that's, like, the only one I'm thinking of. But, you feel me?
Yeah. But I remember that they used to... Tiger things used to be in everything. Like, they would come in cereal boxes, you get them in Cracker Jack boxes... You just get them as random promotion things, find them in the checkout aisle. They were everywhere for some reason.
Yeah, it's just a lot of shit that, you know, kids these days are missing out on because, like, there's nothing like the serotonin of, like, opening up some cereal and then you get, like, a toy or some shit.
You know what probably killed the video games for, like, little cheap video games like that? Phones. Because, like, once it became normal for kids to have, like, Candy Crush in their pocket, they're not going to be sitting down with their shitty 8-bit version of a Sonic ripoff to hang out for. Because I used to play that shit for hours.
Yeah.
I wouldn't now.
No, I think that also is a fact. And also, I do want to talk about how not only were commercials like more advertised towards kids, like to like get them to, like, get the parents to buying it. But, like, even, like, something like Adult Swim or, like, things that were not supposed to be advertised to kids had some sort of underlining to, like, advertising to immaturity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like nowadays... have just become stale more than anything.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because it's a repeated formula. Same with movies and, honestly, TV shows. The fact that, yeah, okay, now you have 14 gigs of RAM instead of 2 doesn't change the fact that you are not creative at heart.
At this point, I'm seeing more and more ads are just background images of product. With voiceover of someone saying the benefits of product and why you should buy this product. All fast food ads are like that, for one thing. It always just shows a burger in the background, and it's just like, yeah, this burger comes topped with lettuce, tomato, a crispy onion, and, like, some pickles or some shit. And I feel like a lot of products follow, like, a similar format, or, yeah, it's just really boring. Whereas back growing up, I remember ads were always, like, some event. Like, they were like, come on, you gotta check this shit out. And they just don't have that energy anymore.
I will say, though, a lot of these commercials did run out of energy when they had to stop using Snoop Dogg to advertising everything. Because, let's face it, what has Snoop Dogg not advertised at this point?
I mean, be fair, I'll buy anything advertised by Snoop Dogg, though.
Nah, for real. But I think that's, like, the main course, like, my whole thing is, like, you guys use all these mainstream celebrities till you can't use their... Like, think about it. When's the last time you seen LL Cool J in an advertisement? Probably, like, 3 months ago in a fucking, phone advertisement, I'm pretty sure I seen him on. And that was about it. They're still using them. They're still stretching their name out, but at the end of the day, it's still the same thing. You guys can put new celebrities in these people's places, but it's the same repeated formula, just like how you guys are doing with movies.
Yeah, yeah. Everything's just kind of fallen into a rut at this point. That's probably why we're doing a podcast about nostalgic stuff.
Yeah, because I think we both acknowledge that we're just going to watch history repeat
itself. Back in my day,
yeah,
it was
I mean, it was. Let's face it. And we're part of that last generation of people before the phones became a thing, where we still had to wait till the streetlights came on before we knew when to go inside.
Dude, that sunk in for me the other day at work. We were in, like, a meeting, and everyone was on their phones except for me and the people who were, like, over 60. And I'm just like, oh, no.
Yeah, it's gotten to that point, and, like, I don't like being on my phone. I only be on my phone to really talk to one person. If they're not talking to me, I don't give a fuck. That's usually how I am. But when you see, like, everybody, how they react to, like, always being with technology and how they communicate with other people without phones, you know for a fact that this world would not be able to last a week without electricity.
Yeah, I was thinking about buying the off-the-grid survival guide. Like a $30 book, but it shows you how to make, like, generators and shit, so I'm thinking maybe get that so that if everything fucking falls apart, I have a fallback plan.
Well, if you ever need a nigga that knows how to make paper logs, I got you.
You can make paper logs?
Yeah. I told you, I grew up in a redneck trap house, bro. I know how to do everything from making knives to paper logs to setting things on fire that you didn't know could be set on fire.
Alright, you are, like, orange peels? Yeah, we know this one.
I was about to say, not many people know about the different type of things that you can actually use as a target when it comes to shooting, either. Tomatoes explode, they're fun.
Alright, you're on my apocalypse survival team, got you.
No, literally.
You're like one of the very few people I would trust not to kill me in my sleep, so we're good.
No, if I'm going to use my 10 knives and 2 katanas for killing someone, it's not going to be for you, Ed.
All right, let's make that a probationary thing. Maybe you'll be on my... We'll see what happens. Yeah.
I'm good till I'm bad.
But I think you've covered what you wanted to, or...
No, I think we succeeded with this episode of commercials. If you're still here, thank you. If you're not, why? Why?
No, anyone that isn't here currently is a little bitch. I'm not afraid to say that. Because they ain't fucking here.
He met that with his soul, too. You should have seen his face. But thank you for another episode of Ass Backwards. I'm Trent. This is Ed. This is an episode about commercials. Commercials consume. Fucking eat that shit, you fucking greedy fucks. Thank you. Have a great day.
And remember, this is F-R-E-E. That spells free.
CreditReport.com, baby.
To listen to wherever you found it. Bye.
This nigga said twat.